Yo, happy 4th of July. Yay, America. It's our birthday. And Tom Cruise's birthday, too. It is in that movie. Tomorrow's my nephew's birthday. Do I have to get him something? He's gonna be 4. Does he start remembering that his uncle didn't get him gifts at 4? I don't know. I think I got till 5 before it really starts to sink in. Like, could I tell you what my uncle got me at 4? No way. I'll get him something. I'm not a monster. I don't know what the kid wants. I don't even really think. I'm not sure he knows who I am. That makes it less likely for me to get him a gift. I feel like my niece knew me by now. My nephew, I feel like he doesn't. He knows that I'm a person that's around sometimes, but I don't think he knows my name or know that I'm his dad's brother. He likes to be spun around. I can do that. That'll be my gift. I'll spin him around. He likes that. All kids are sucker for a good spin. All right, let's take a look at the news and then get out and enjoy this beautiful 4th of July. Actually, it looks a little cloudy. Maybe the fireworks are on. I'm not going to go see the fireworks. They're on the east. They used to be on my side of town. Then I could just walk over and see them. Now it's on the east side. No thanks. Because they go on. I don't know. They're fun. Maybe I'll go see if I can find some illegal fireworks. You can't buy fireworks anymore. When I was a kid, you had to. There's a guy in the neighborhood that would. I don't know. He got them from like a mafia friend or something. Not that the mafia makes a lot of money off fireworks, but that's what he used to like act like. It was like a mafia connection. I don't know what it was, but he would get fireworks for the neighborhood, and we'd put in an order, and then you get a bunch. And then you shoot bottle rockets at each other. Fun time. That would be. That's the most fun you can have with fireworks, is being a kid with. Illegally gotten fireworks. If their fireworks are legal where you live, then it's really not as much fun. Knowing that your parents broke the law to get you your fireworks, that's special. But yeah, maybe I'll go find some bottle rockets and shoot them at some of the kids in the neighborhood. They need a wake-up call. Let's see what's going on in the news. Teenager recovering from cancer banned from high school prom over lack of attendance. The kid missed a bunch of classes because of his cancer. Now they're saying, "Hey, you weren't in class, you can't go to prom." I thought if you got cancer, you get straight A's. I think everybody with cancer gets straight A's, right? You don't have to go to class that year, and you get straight A's. And then I'd say maximum 2 years. If your cancer drags out for longer than 2 years, well, you got bigger problems. But you get like a nice Hodgkin's, that you can get taken care of in like a year. Get straight A's. It's a tough year. Facebook refuses to bring crucifix emoji after Christian campaigners complain about pride flag. What? Okay. So there was a for Pride, the month of Pride, June. That's the gay month. I'd say, is that the. I don't know. People get a month. I'd say May, a little more gay than June, because it's like the beginning of spring. you know, if you're thinking happy, gay, but they got you. It's a good month to get. You know, maybe they're doing June. Maybe they got June. Because they're like, we don't really want to talk about this too much in school. I don't know. So Facebook puts that, you can respond with a little rainbow. I didn't do that because I'm not gay. And I don't know if that was me using that would be co-opting another, you know, their thing. I felt like it would be wrong. Like, does it look like I'm mocking? I don't reply with a pride flag, even for like a pride. I just didn't feel it. I wanted to because it's new, and it looks nice. That I say this about the gay flag. They're lucky no other country had that flag. That's a really nice flag they got. So I like that. I wanted, but I didn't do it. So I didn't. And now, but the Christians are like, hey. We don't want, what about us? What about, which now you're going to have to have a response for, I guess they're like, listen, we can't have every religion on there. You know, what the hell? This is for a month. Now you want to, that's a weird response to anything anyway, the crucifix. What do you feel about the, hey, here's my pie recipe. I give it a crucifix. I don't know. But this is what I would do if I was Facebook. I'd say, listen, you know the like button, right? That's Jesus' thumb. So you already got it. That's a Jesus thumb. And the Christians be, oh, look at us, we got the like. And then you'd have to say the angry face is Muhammad. Oh no, then that would get Muslims very upset, the image of Muhammad. I wait till the Muslims say, hey, what about us? Where's our thing? I don't know. That's no fun, whatever that is. British teenage Islamist was on Monday jailed for a minimum of 16 years for plotting a bomb attack at an Elton John concert in London on the 9/11 anniversary. I think you could just, well, first of all, 9/11 is the 9/11 anniversary. So you don't really, 9/11 anniversary is kind of repetitive. You're just saying on September 11th. That's it. And that wasn't in England, so I don't know why they don't get an anniversary. There's no British 9/11. They had some other stuff, but it wasn't on 9/11. So this teenager was going, you know, he's getting 16 years because he was going to bomb an Elton John concert in London. Well, that sounds, that sounds very illegal. You shouldn't. Okay. Well. They foiled the that would have been. Oh, imagine if that went down on 9/11. Then they're gonna have to say now you'd have to be like 9/11 original or new 9/11. Two 9/11s, very confusing. So I mean, I'm glad, good they got this guy anyway, but. Yeah, I mean, double good, I'm going to say, for causing a two 9/11s. Because then you'd be like, oh, 9/11, and some British person would be like, oh, the Elton John 9/11? No! The real 9/11! Uh, let's find a happy story to get out of here on, because I am just about done here. No good news. Not a lot of good news. A lot of the news is bad, or at least not nice. I want something nice. Nice story. Man, I am scrolling. Like, oh, toddler. You see toddler. Like, hey, maybe, oh, dead. Okay. Two dead toddler stories in a row. Maybe it was the same one. Oh. I'm going to have to say there's a plot to assassinate French President Macron foiled. That's positive. Not that someone was going to try to kill the guy, but it was foiled. So, I'll take a look at the story. Now I'm a little curious. A man has been charged with plotting to assassinate French President Emmanuel Macron on Bastille Day during U.S. President Donald Trump's visit to France. A 23-year-old suspect has been arrested. So young to be trying to assassinate someone. But, got caught. So that's good. So that's a positive. We got that Macron. Everybody likes that guy. Well, not everybody, but, you know, people were happy that it wasn't that that mean lady that he was running against, whose name I don't remember. So, all right. That's as good as the news is going to get, I guess, is that this guy's not getting killed. So, yeah, go out and I don't care what country you're in. Celebrate the United States today. Remember, we are the greatest country in the world. And if you don't live here, we're still, better than your country. That's right, Rob from Brighton. Better than your country. That's what the 4th of July is about, especially England. We're much better than England. We beat you. That's what we did today. Fucked your shit up. USA, USA. See you tomorrow. We love you.